Central Equatoria State Governor Emmanuel Adil Anthony sacked Mayor Callisto Ladu in a gubernatorial order last night. Juba resident Moses Wani was shocked by the news, saying Ladu was doing a great job.
He has done a lot of good things. The alignment of the road organization of shops, people have to go to where they're supposed to be. I think it is the right thing. Yeah. And for me, I think it's a better way so that you can locate where this shop is. If it is to be given number, it is going to be organized and you will be able to collect taxes accordingly, because you know you collected up to this number.
Moses Rodi, another Juba resident, is sad, saying Ladu has been so active compared to past mayors and achieved a lot in his short time in office.
He has managed to open roads. He has managed to organize the market into the standard level. The way for the water, the way we are seeing is constructing the way for the water. If it was to be there, at least for the 1 year, it would have benefited the people of Sudan, especially Juba City in particular. We are calling upon the authority of Central Equatoria to bring him back.
Juba resident James Arusi says he knew Ladu was not going to last when he started opening roads. He says it has become a government's nature to sack officials who are working to develop the country, with so many eager to steal rather than to invest in the future.
I'm not surprised he is gone, because in South Sudan politics, everything, people who do things right are always pointed out and changed. And his removal comes in a time when he was trying to correct things. He must have crossed over in other places or in other sides. But his removal just brings everything back to zero. Because next time when somebody is brought, a new person is brought, he's not going to look onto the things he was trying to work out.
45-year-old Sandy Joyce, who sells water and juice at the customs market, says Ladu made life very difficult for street vendors. Joyce, who lost her husband during the Civil War, says she feeds and educates her children from her small business, adding that it was unfair for the former mayor to remove vendors from Juba streets.
The time he chased us without information, I am not happy. Whether they remove him or keep him, we are not happy, because he did not give us enough time. If he has to give us time, we will organize ourselves slowly, or we will go to Juba City Council and say we are poor people, we are selling along the street. They want to work on how can we get a place, but they cannot just come destroy our things. They broke our tables, they poured our jewels, and when we were running, our money got lost. We widows, we are not happy with this mayor. If he is removed, it is good.
Mamba Steve, a trader in assorted items in Haithora, says the former mayor did a lot to ensure Juba streets are neat, but caused a lot of suffering to the traders in Juba.
There are certain things that he was not doing according to the policy. These things of charging higher taxes, increasing taxes without consulting the business people. That one is really affecting, because you have to consult business people. They know which ones are medium business personnel, which ones are big, and then everyone will pay according to, you know, their standards. But right now, everyone is just the same, and that one affects a lot of these smaller and upcoming businesses.
Steve urges Ladu's successor to be considerate with the public, cautioning that some decisions can easily contribute to the fall of the economy, especially if people are discouraged. For VOA News, I am Winnie Sirino in Juba.